Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Heart.
Fluffy Flirt, Miss La Crush Heart, and it's Thursday, February 3rd, 2011. Whew, we are already into February. It's like New Year's was just yesterday. Anyway, we're going to keep it moving. I got a lineup for y'all tonight. Just straight R&B slow jams. I'm just going to go ahead and get ready for bed. So I have my slow jams ready for you. Tonight's topic, is bugaboo / stalkers. How you plan on dealing with them in 2011? Share with us, your stalker stories or bugaboo stories. All of the above. The number to call in, 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. Tonight, it's just one of those nights. I'm feeling good. And I'm just ready to get into the music. Shout out to everyone that's paying attention, that's tuning in, that's following us, that's just helping us stay alive. Anywho, once again, don't forget to visit the website, phonefantasyradio.com. And on that note, I'm just going to close my eyes and click play. Hope you enjoy. Remember this one?
Every home before the dawn. I can't wait to see my love end. And I love the time we spend waiting for the great day to come. But I can see your smile in the sun. I couldn't wait, see your pretty face, I've got to stay cool, break it down, be the living friend, be our baby, be the
I'm not a
I Thank you.
welcome back. It's the Super Fluffy Flirt, Miss LaCrush Hearts. And like I said, I'm playing those good old slow jams tonight right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. All right, so let me tell y'all, first of all, visit the website, phonefantasyradio.com. If you're an independent artist of R&B, spoken word, neo-soul, reggae, hip-hop, gospel, and you want your songs played right here on Phone Fantasy Radio, by all means, submit your music from the website or send it directly to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Once again, that's phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. All right, so tonight's topic is, how are you going to deal with bugaboos / stalkers? Now, I've been thinking about this, and I wanted to know, first of all, I said on my little, you know, synopsis that bugaboos is just a pretty word for stalker. And I've been wondering, is that correct? Is bugaboo, a stalker, the same as same? Is one more harmless, one less harmless? I mean, the tactics are the same, right? Well, anyway, call up, let me know, 347-989-0767. Press the number 1. That number again, 347-989-0767. On that note, I see we already got somebody with their hand up. I'm going to go ahead and go to the 708. You're on the air with LaCrush on Phone Fantasy Radio. What's your name and where you're from?
Miss Butterfly, better known as Miss Exclusive, is on the air.
Oh, hey, Miss Flutterfly. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Bored and tired.
Bored and tired. What a combination. All right. So you've heard tonight's topic. It's about bugaboos / stalkers. And what you think about that? What's your thoughts on the whole bugaboo, a.k.a., or is it even a.k.a. stalker?
I mean, it could go either or, because a bugaboo is like one of those one-hitter quitters, basically. You know, somebody that you took on a date and you wasn't feeling, or a one-night stand, that's all they'll ever be because they wasn't good enough. You know, they start getting obsessive, texting you all the time and you don't like them, you know. Then they start turning into stalkers.
So stalkers basically take it a step further. Yeah, right. That's what I was thinking too. I was like, is a bugaboo is probably like a stalker in training, so to speak. But these situations are situations, especially when it's a woman being stalked or have a bugaboo, they can get very dangerous.
Yes, at times.
You know, and sometimes they can even lead to somebody getting hurt. You know, somebody's calling you constantly, somebody's texting you constantly, somebody's going through your trash or even at your front door making a scene, spreading rumors about you, all of the above, because you no longer want to be involved with that person. Have you had an incident with a stalker / bugaboo? Hello? Flutterfly?
Yeah, my bad.
I said, have you had an incident with a stalker / bugaboo?
I've had a bugaboo. But, you know, it was like a one-night thing with a friend that didn't really go far, but I guess he liked me, so.
He went all out, texting you, calling you. All of the above. Have you showed up to, like, your house and made a scene?
No.
Right.
The one thing he did was one day I was at his house just chilling, and he went through my phone and texted my boyfriend at the time and told him that I was dating him.
Oh. Right. They be doing stuff like that. Like, I don't get it. I don't know if it's a mental condition. Like, do these people delusional? Besides that, can that be a disease? I mean, as far as being like a stalker or you know, even worse. Like, is that something that happens to their psyche? Are they just not comprehending and they don't know the voice of reason? I don't know. That's just the thought I'm having. All right, Miss Butterfly. Tonight I'm doing all slow jams, all old school, new school, no, a lot of old school. In the midst of that, do you have your notebook next to you?
I have a piece I can spit off my mind.
Ooh, we like those too.
This might sound a little crazy because this is about somebody I've been thinking about for a long time. So, late nights, wanting to touch you, to kiss you, to hold you. Can I pull your hair? Can I love your body? Let me call it mine. Lay back. Relax. It's time for a show. Baby, hold me close and don't let go. I want you, all of you, and I'm going to give you all of me. Kiss me. Yes, I said kiss me, baby. Even kiss me like you have never kissed me before. I want one of those last kiss as if I'm dying type of kiss. I want you to hold me so close that I can smell your stinky breath. And it's going through my body, and it comes out as mine. I know it may sound weird. I'm gonna miss you. Can I call you my sugar boo? Can I rub my hands across your hips, lick your lips, make you scream my name for a night? Let's play role reversal. I'll be the man. You be the girl. I'll take control while you sit there and watch. What I say goes. What I want, you give to me. Otherwise, you'll get a very, very bad spanking. Now, after telling you all this, do you feel like you're ready for me, for this, for us? Because there's no turning back. There ain't no stopping, baby. Just know there ain't going to be no contact with the outside world for the next 7 days. So shut off your phone, take off your clothes, and get ready, because it's about to go down.
You little freak, you. Thank you, Spotify. We really appreciate you. You know, you can stay online, hold on for us, but I'm going to go ahead and get it back into this good old music because now you done got me going to run to the bathroom. But that's another story. All right, folks. Once again, Bugaboos/Stalkers, what are your thoughts on it? 973, I see you. We're going to come back after this. 347-989-0767 is the number to call. Press that number 1 if you want to speak. I'm going to find something to play for the next segment. We'll be back after these next couple of songs. Enjoy!
Thank you. Thank you. doing is, this is the waitress from the coffee house. You know, the one with the braids. I see you on Wednesday, so I'm coming here for Wednesday. I'm on the radio day. You always look so special. With the hot chocolate. My manager be tripping and stuff, so no, we gotta use water. I always use the milk for you. So. Yeah. 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 Anyway, you always got to go on fire. You cough and push on, all right.
Oh,
Welcome back. It's the Super Fluffy Flirt, Mr. Crush Hearts. And right there was another song set before we started off with the Dramatics and the Rain. Then we had some Alicia Keys, You Don't Know My Name. And that right there was the Isley Brothers, For the Love of You. Tonight is all slow jams. We're getting it in. We're having a good time. Shout out to Flutterfly, who called in and shared a piece with us, which is awesome. Tonight's topic, bugaboos/stalkers. You know, are they the same? Is one progress the other? How would you deal with your bugaboo or stalker? And have you had a bugaboo or stalker? Well, you can give us a call at 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. I want everybody to hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/heartsradio. That's facebook.com/heartsradio. Also, you can hit up my personal page, LaHearts, LaHearts. And also hit up the website, superfluffyflirt.com. That's my personal site, adults only, superfluffyflirt.com. I'm not going to keep talking. I'm going to go ahead and get right back into the music. If you have a song request, a shout-out, or anything, by all means, call up our hotline, 347-855-7372 when we're not on the air, or you can call up directly and ask it. If I have it, I'll definitely play it. On that note, I'm going to go ahead and start off this new segment with one of my favorite songs. Like, this is, I'm going to have to say this is in my top five. I've always been in love with this song, so it makes no sense for me to keep y'all waiting. So this is some Keith Washington, Kissing You. Thank you.
heart. You've been breaking my heart. Pretty lady. You hear me, baby? I want you to hear every word I say. That means I love you, baby. Because I can breathe. And that means that I want you, baby.
Yeah. me, baby. Would you be mine? Be my sweet love for a lifetime.
Thank you. She had the fancy car, diamond ring. Girl, you know all good things come shine. Girl, you know I do just about anything. See a smile on your face.
Oh, no.
Don't let the pain go messing with your heart.
Thank you.
I already knew there was something inside of you, something I thought that I would never find. Angel of mine, I look at you looking at me. Now I know why they say the best things are free. Gonna love you for you are so bright. Angel of mine, how you changed my world, you never know. I'm different now, you helped me grow.
Imagine where I can wait.
between my legs. You're taking me. Boy, when you're sick, you know my love will overflow. And you ain't got to worry about my clothes. I got that much
t-shirt and my panties on.
You like it?
T-shirt and my panties on.
Much woman for you, man. You gotta crawl before you walk.
Your heart. Thank you. I'm afraid I don't know how. All of the possibility that you look at me is right along. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from then on I knew that's why you created my life. Things were definite to change with love. So many people use your name to play love. Those who have faith in you sometimes go astray.
Crush Hearts, and it is 10:30 on the dot. We got 30 minutes remaining. for the show. I want to thank everybody that tuned in and just enjoy the flow of the slow jams that we're playing. OMG, we started off with Kissing You by Keith Washington, which is on my top 10 list. Then we went on to The Whispers, Lady, Tyrese, Sweet Lady, Silk with Freak Me, Gerald LaVert with Eddie LaVert, and Baby Hold On to Me, Monica, Angel of Mine, Adina Howard with T-shirt and her panties on, Aaliyah with Missing Me, Babyface, Every Time I Close My Eyes, and that right there was Music with Love. I still got some awesome music I want to put, I still got some awesome music that I want to play. Once again, you want to call up and give your 2 cents on tonight's topic, you know. 347-989-0767. Don't forget to tune in next week, Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here to Full Fantasy Radio. Once again, I want to ask everyone, if it's possible, to please call to the Full Fantasy Radio hotline and leave us a fantasy drop. You wonder, what the hell is a fantasy drop? Well, it's quite simple. It just got a fancy name because, you know, I'm fancy, huh? Anyway, the Fantasy Drop Project is a brand new segment that I like. You know, just thought I'd just add some more features for y'all, you know, trying to make this as interactive as possible because that's the goal with Full Fantasy Radio, to be interactive. Radio station. All right, so here's the deal. 3 easy steps and a phone number, okay? You can show your love and support to Full Fantasy Radio by leaving a special drop in our hot box, 347-855-7372. Once again, that's 347-855-7372. And a proper fantasy drop will include, one, your salutation. Hey, hello, how you doing? Please include your name and your location. Plug what you represent, your radio show, your business, your artist, or you just a plain old supporter of Full Fantasy Radio. And then 3, you must say, I'm checking out Full Fantasy Radio with the super fluffy flirt, Miss La Crush Hearts. That's it. Easy as 1, 2, and 3. Please do not leave personal information as far as phone numbers, email addresses. Don't leave any of that stuff because that's not what this is for. And please speak clearly and no loud background noise. So, you know, run into the bathroom real quick, or if you're there, the kid just went to sleep and you're listening to Full Fantasy Radio, by all means, that number again, 347-855-7372. Also, you may use that same number to leave me a personal message, voicemail, or anything like that. I do check it, you know, make sure that, you know, anything that's pertaining to Full Fantasy Radio. What else you can do is we have another project called the Fantasy Listener. And you, too, can become a fantasy listener. We already had one for the month of January. We still haven't had one for the month of February. But a fantasy listener, a fantasy listener is supporters and friends. And, you know, all donations are welcome, as low as $5, $1, $2, whatever you can spare for us. If you donate $25 or more, you become a fantasy listener. Get the recognition that you are down for Full Fantasy Radio and La Crush Hearts. We'll post your flyer badge with your photo and your name and where you represent in, and on our website, PhoneFantasyRadio.com, and all our affiliate sites and social network. It's that easy. Visit PhoneFantasyRadio.com to find out more information. Also, one last thing, listen to the live stream. If you like the music that you're playing here, you'll definitely like my live stream that plays 24/7 music. That's 24/7. No matter what time of day, you can click on it, and it's going to be playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And all you have to do is visit the website and click the little green button on the silver player that you will see in the sidebar. Don't worry, when you go there, it's not that hard to recognize the player. Or click on the big old banner that says listen to the live stream. Once again, if you're an indie artist, send me your music. Full Fantasy Radio @gmail.com, and that's for any other inquiries. We popping, you know, we popping. Our live stream have had over 5,000 listens, unique hits, I should say, unique connections for the month of January. The live stream, the live shows is also doing well. We had over 1,000. I believe 1,200 listens to our show for the month of January for right here on Phone Fancy Radio Live. So, you know, we popping slowly but surely, but we getting our name out there. If you're digging it, to continue to show your support. And thank you to everybody that calls up, that participate, that have already shown much love to Phone Fantasy Radio. I really do appreciate that. And on that note, I'm going to go ahead and get back into the music. And I want to wish everybody an awesome weekend. And I'll see y'all next Tuesday. I'm going to let this ride out. Bye.
Thank you.
I had to jump back up on here just for a minute because I see somebody keep calling in, and I see they have their hand up, so I'm going to go ahead and, Miss Park, or is that you?
Yes, how you doing?
We're good, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, turned into a more music, less talk evening.
Oh, okay.
Look, hear the sirens in the hood.
Hey, that's
what you gotta do. Hear the sirens in the hood. Oh my goodness. I see you called it before, but before the song could go off, you had hung up. What's up, Miss Parker? How's your Thursday going?
Going good. Cold. A little cold, but going good.
Right.
I'm getting excited for Black History Month. I've got my hair and my braids.
Oh, okay, now. All right, now. Going back to the natural look. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I got my afro. Got my little afro. I ain't got no permanent yet, but I got a little afro going on right now. Looking like a little fat Morgan Freeman. But Parker, we was talking about bugaboos and stalkers. We was asking if they are the same thing, because I did mention that a bugaboo was a fancy word of saying stalker, but, you know, as I sat down and people was telling me, you know, their stories and stuff like that, I don't think it's the same. I don't know. I don't think it's the same thing any longer. What you think?
I think they're probably close, but
like a bugaboo is a stalker in training.
Yeah,
become a bugaboo, and then there's a one incident that turns you into a stalker.
Right.
You're calling, you're texting, you're showing up, you're cursing, and all this other stuff, and then you take the turn, start digging in her trash and leaving condos in front of her door or something like that.
You're showing up at her job.
Well, you could constantly
you see driving by your house when you're like, well, wait a minute, why are you? I've seen you drive by here 3 times. Why are you driving by?
And we were saying how, you know, these things can escalate. So now we established that bugaboos are basically the first step. You become a bugaboo. You know, it's a one-night stand or whatever, and I'm not feeling you, I'm not digging you. Well, how can we, or, you know, women out there that are experiencing, have experiences with this bugaboo, this person that's constantly calling, constantly texting, how can we deal with the bugaboo in the new age of technology where, you know, phones only go one way, you know? Like, you can call me, but I can't block you. Like, I have to get my number changed and all types of stuff.
Most cell phones have reject now. You can reject, go straight to the answering machine. But it's still annoying because then you have to empty out all their messages.
Right. Have you had an experience with a stalker, bugaboo?
Well, no, I haven't had a stalker. I have bugaboos. They want to call and call and call. I have one now who's determined to be my husband, and I'm like, he's engaged to me, and I told him I didn't get the email. But he calls and he says he's ready. I'm like, if I say I don't love you, I can make you love me.
Right.
Yeah.
I got a lot of that.
you really can't. We can. But why would you want somebody who doesn't love you?
I don't know. It's like they're not listening to the voice of reason. There's no reasoning with these people. So I'm like, is this a mental disease that we don't know about?
This might be one of the ones that just haven't been fully researched.
Everything is a disease. Eating too much is a disease. Eating too little is a disease. Everything is a disease. But this right here is something very serious because of the same token, these people that's stalking or that start off as bugaboos end up turning to stalkers, and we've known for a fact that, you know, stalkers have, you know, did some horrible crimes, you know, and stuff like that, like, you know, being harassed and stuff like that is against the law. I don't know.
If I can't have you, nobody can.
Oh, I hate that line.
It's creepy. It's bad. I'm gonna make you mine. No, I don't think I want you to. I love you to death. Don't love me to death.
Right. I don't want that type of love. Like,
I don't like that line. I don't like that line. I mean, it's like till death do us part. I'm gonna love you to death. No, don't love me to death. Cause that you can take it literal. And I'm sitting there. Cause. People have said it, and people don't think they're serious. But like you said, it's an ailment. It's a mental ailment. And I don't know if it's because they had lack of love or they thought they were the perfect person and nobody could not say no to them. But either way, it's a problem. You know?
That was very interesting. Very interesting topic. It makes you want to go out there and look it up. People, Google that, find out what you want to find out, and then come back and report to us right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. Oh, man. Miss Lady C, we're going to be back here again on Tuesday. I'm going to let the music play out. Once again,
right.
Thanks for calling in. And
I'll be back Tuesday. I shouldn't have problems Tuesday unless we have snow.
Okay, cool. It's all goody. We'll think of some awesome topic to talk about on Tuesday and next week and all that good stuff. Once again, folks, all right, I'm out for real this time. The music is going to ride out. I just had to come and bring, talk to you. Have a nice weekend. And talk
you
to you again on Tuesday. I just had to come back and show Miss Parker some love. All right, folks, here go that music I was talking about. It's going to ride out. We're going to go ahead and we're going to start with some Carl Thomas.
Thank you. someone that you lose. And I wish you never met her. Oh, even though I love her so, she's got love for me. Oh, someone else, oh, at all, even though I love her so, she's got love for me, oh, but she still belongs to someone else. I wish I was at all.
Yeah.